Yes, we're talking about blogging today, but Ruth and I just came off of a couple of Clubhouse meetups, and it was great. It was great. And we were talking the topic, and I want to mention this. Ruth facilitated Wendy's Room this morning, which is in the Speakers and Coaches Society. And the topic this morning was introvert versus extrovert. And I don't know if you noticed, Ruth, but did you see how many folks that we hadn't seen before had entered the room in the audience? I think the topic, when they saw the topic of the room, I think it resonated with them. Because we had more folks in the audience today of names that I had not seen before.
I didn't really focus that. I was just focused on what I was doing, but yeah, I learned a lot, you know, and it was good. I know we're recording, but I need to get with you probably or somebody and figure out a little bit more on the back end, because I'm struggling there. Like, I don't know how to add links up there and stuff like that.
Okay. And again, it's okay that we're recording, because this is our mastermind group. This isn't the freebie group. So it's just us. And it just goes into our mastermind replays for folks. And it's a learning place. And that's what we're all about. So yes, when you click on the three little dots, when you're on Clubhouse, it will give you a menu. And there is a menu there that says add a link. But where it falters is when you click on add a link, it just gives you this blank box, and it says type in the URL. And if you're on a Clubhouse call, you're thinking, I don't know. And so it's easier if you're on a computer where you can maybe have that link either already open in front of you or somewhere you can cut and paste. So what you might have to do is, and here's what works for me. This is a beautiful thing. And again, we're talking about Clubhouse for some of you that may or may not have been on Clubhouse yet. You're on your phone when you're on Clubhouse, because the app is a phone app. So you're generally not, you could be on a tablet, but you're generally not on your computer when you're on Clubhouse. And if you want to cut and paste a link, I use Google Calendar for everything that I'm doing, and I'll type the link in my Google Calendar, because when I'm on my phone, I can exit out of Clubhouse, not really exit out of Clubhouse, but minimize the Clubhouse screen. And I can see all the icons on my phone, but I'm still in the Clubhouse room and I'm still talking and listening and all that. And then I can open up my calendar, hold my finger and copy. Are you with me? Then go back to Clubhouse, and now I can paste into that link. So you have to get a little prepared ahead of time. If you want to put a link at the top of your Clubhouse room, you have to be a little prepared to have that link somewhere where you can copy and paste it.
Okay. So you could do that in notes, or
you could do that in notes. Yes.
I think that's one of the reasons, maybe too, that I don't know if you caught it or not, but when Teresa sent the link to Kathy, she said, text it to me. Cause that she probably thought that was a little easier for her.
It could be. So there's some workarounds. But my point is that if you get a little prepared before your Clubhouse call, before your room, you can put those. Now, here's another thing that I like. I like Wendy's Linktree.
Yeah.
But, and again, that's just an app, and it's called Linktree. So for any of you that are on this call, you can download a free Linktree. And you get so many links for free. And if you want to do more than that, you have, you know, it's like everything else.
Okay.
And so once you download the Linktree, you can put your favorite links in your Linktree, because it just allows you to make a series like you've seen Wendy's.
Right,
it's just a series of links.
Right.
And you get to pick the color. You know how she has her color buttons on each link? You can pick your color so that it kind of matches your website or your branding or whatever. And once you do that and put your, and you can have one link or three or two or whatever works for you. And once you have your links there, then that's the only link that you need to have ready to post at the top of your room.
Right.
But just like today on Wendy's call, and we're talking about a Clubhouse room that Ruth and I were both in, for some of you that are just now joining, Ruth and I were both in Wendy Bloom Weiss's Clubhouse room. It's the Speakers and Coaches Society. And she's on every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. on Clubhouse. And so it's a great place to find your voice. And yes, Ruth has found her voice. Ruth facilitated the entire room today and did a wonderful job. We had folks tapping in that I had not ever seen before in the Clubhouse room, because I think of Ruth's topic, which was introvert versus extrovert. And so with all of that said, once I noticed today, remember when you clicked on Wendy's link tree, right, a couple of her links were outdated.
Right.
The events had already passed. So if you're going to use Linktree, you do have to remember to keep your old stuff off of there and your new stuff on. But Linktree is a great way to advertise everything that you're doing in one spot. People get so confused because there's so much social media coming at us all of the time. And if you're using Linktree, you can put your website there. You can put your Clubhouse room there. You can put your free meetups there. You can put your Connect With Me, you know, coffee chat there. We decided we like that better than strategy call. And see, you can put all of that in your Linktree. And so now when anybody says, gee, I want to connect with you, you can say, well, let me just send you a couple links. You can text the Linktree link. You can put it at the top of your Clubhouse room. You can put it on your website. There's all kinds of ways that you can use Linktree, and there is a free version. So I'll just toss that out there. Is that helpful, Ruth?
Yeah, I'll play with that. That at least tells me where to go. And so, yeah, we probably better get going on to your topic here.
Well, but you know what? It all intermingles. And here's why. When we're starting to blog, nobody knows who we are. Nobody knows right. anything about us. And so at that point, you know, we want to get connected. And so getting on these other platforms like Clubhouse or Facebook, any other social media platform, you know, LinkedIn, wherever we're comfortable, wherever we find our tribe or our tribe finds us, that's a way for folks to get to know, like, and trust us. And that's the whole point of blogging. Blogging is a way that you can be creative, you can express yourself, but it's also a way, it's an advertising tool. It's a way that your tribe can find you. And they start to hear your voice. They in your voice will come out in your writing. And we talked about that a little bit in my Clubhouse room this morning. I have a Clubhouse room every Monday morning at 10 a.m. And we're talking about how to create a heart-centered community, whether it's online or, you know, virtually online, or whether it's in person, and all the above. And we're talking about finding our voice and being authentic. And finding your voice is important in your writing as well as in your speaking. And right, so right. blogging helps you find your voice in your writing. So, and we talked about creating a heart-centered community. So you have to somehow, you know, weave your heart-centered story, your authentic self, into your writing as well as into your speaking. So that's what we're talking about today. And so when we talked about being on Clubhouse and having that link tree, it's where you can put some of your products and services and what you offer, what you bring to the tribe. Okay, does that make sense? So anyway, in this blogging course, we started every January, we kind of start from the top and we talk about choosing a blog name. And then in February, we talk about how to get online, how to choose the right platform and how to get online. And then in March, we talk about customizing our blog. And then in April, we talk about writing, different ways to write, maybe some shortcuts, some tips and tricks to shortcut our writing and publishing. And then in May, we talk about promoting. And then in June, we talk about monetizing. And that's where we're going with this, is monetizing. And when we talk about monetizing our blog, it goes hand in hand with whatever business we have. We can monetize, like, for example, I monetize by having courses and paid masterminds. But I monetize my blog by advertising my paid courses and masterminds, as well as some affiliate links. So that's how I monetize. But you can monetize all different ways. But today in February, we're talking about getting the right platform, which many of us already have a platform. We're already blogging, and how to get online, how to get seen. We're not necessarily talking promoting yet. We're still in the process of finding our voice and finding our platform. And it's just getting online. anyway, as I went through that series, you'll notice we ended in June because in July we start over. And I like that because what happens, and just like today on my Clubhouse call at 10 o'clock, I learned as much as the folks that were attending the Clubhouse call because I want to make my business more heart-centered as well. And so I found some things that I needed to change and update for myself. This, so, you know, the teacher doesn't, I'm the facilitator at this point. I'm not the teacher because I'm learning as much as the folks that are on the call with me are learning. So anyway, with that said, I want to just give you a little bit of insight on how to get online. So I'm going to share my screen and I hope it doesn't bump me off today. So bear with me. The first thing that I want to show you is in the school itself. Debbie, I can still see you because your camera is on. Give me a thumbs up. Can you hear me okay? Yeah, good. Okay. So I'm letting this load because it says that having all of my sites open might make my quality of of being on with you guys a little shaky here. So this is the course. So when you go to the Kathy Benner International Academy, which you'll see here in the URL, this is the actual blogging course. And I'm in the part where I can kind of move around a little bit and edit. So that's what I'm showing you now. But there's just a little introduction to blogging. And then it talks about getting started. And it's in six steps. And that's why we go through 6 months, you know, the January, February, March, April, May, June. And then we start over in July and we go through it again. So we pick a blog name and there's a whole session in here about 13 ways to find your passion. That's if you're not sure what you want to write about yet. Then there's three questions that your blog must answer or it's doomed to wither and die. And then the number one tip to be for a successful blog, you have to know your avatar. And then the second month in February is to get your blog online. And it's how a blog works, the 15 top blogging platforms. And we talked about that in our free meetup on February 4th. We talked about the different platforms. And most folks in this mastermind session kind of already know what your platform is going to be. You already know whether you're going to use HostGator or whether you're going to use WordPress or where it is that you're going to put your blog. And so we talked about how to start guest blogging when you're completely unknown. And that's what we want to talk about today. So you've already chosen a blog name up here. You already know what your passion is. You already kind of know where you're going to put your blog. So how do you get online and start to get noticed? You're not promoting anything yet. You're just trying to get noticed. And that's what we want to talk about today. So I'm going to jump over to that particular session in the course. And I'm going to move our pictures over to the other side here. So how to start guest blogging when you're completely unknown. So I've got some hard news for you. It may come as a surprise. If you're getting less than 250 website visitors a day, your priority should be writing for other people's blogs, not your own. Let me say that again. If you're getting less than 250 website visitors a day, your priority should be writing for other people's blogs, not your own. And why is that? Well, it's because when you have a low visitor numbers, writing for your own blog is like shouting in a vacuum. No one can hear you. The benefits of guest posting are many. You tap into other people's traffic, you cultivate relationships with other bloggers in your sphere, and you build a good reputation. And most importantly, you get do follow backlinks from various websites, all of which can help raise your domain authority. And what that means is the more folks that point to you from their platforms, the more views you're going to get. When somebody Googles a particular subject, whatever your passion is, whatever you've decided that you're going to blog about, when somebody Google searches, then I'll use the term Google search. There's a lot of search engines out there now. But once somebody searches for you, you're going to come up higher and faster and more often in search results, the more folks point back to you. So the only way to get that traffic is to get out there on other people's platforms. And that's what I want to talk about today. So one of the things that happened, and we were talking about Clubhouse, because when we talk about blogging or we talk about getting your business seen or blogging or whatever it is that you're trying to monetize, you need to get on other folks' platforms. So one of the things that I did, and I teach this in my Build a Better Business course, is pick 3 to 5 people whose message resonates with you. Now, write this down. This is your aha moment today. Choose 3 to 5 folks that their message resonates with your message. Their tribe is your tribe, and your tribe is their tribe. You're talking the same language. And choose 3 to 5 people that you can connect with. Then make an effort and start connecting with those folks. And I'm going to kind of blurry the lines a little bit. I'm going to jump over a little bit to the Build a Better Business. One of the things I teach in Build a Better Business over there is to serving is your selling. Serving is selling. Well, we always think that we're serving our clients. We're serving our listeners. We're serving our tribe. Think about it like this. Once you pick those 3 to 5 folks that resonate with you, that are in your lane, serve their tribe. Because remember, your tribe is their tribe is your tribe. The audience is the same. The messages fit together. So serve their tribe. And what you're doing in essence is you are borrowing their platform. So again, you can take your soapbox. We've all heard this analogy. You take your soapbox on the street corner and you stand up on your soapbox and you're announcing your message. Well, what it is you're trying to build your own platform. Somebody's got an open mic. I can hear it. So what you're doing is you're building your own platform by standing on your soapbox on the corner. And all I'm saying is borrow someone else's platform. Bring your message to their platform. Now, the way you do that is that you're always putting them first. This other person. Remember, I said pick 3 to 5 people that you want to align yourself with. Put them first. But by putting them first, they're going to start putting you first. And all of a sudden, their tribe is going to get to know you. Your tribe is going to get to know them. Now, I'm going to stop sharing long enough because I want to talk a little bit to Ruth. Ruth, do you find that is happening with Wendy? Wendy was one of my 3 to 5 people. She was in my top 5 list of folks that I wanted to come along and try to serve. So I showed up. I tried to contribute. I always point back to her products and services. I always tried to serve her tribe. And Ruth, you'll notice that now in my clubhouse room, several of her tribe members have now transitioned over, and now they are my tribe members. And so now once they're hearing my voice and they're listening to my message, they're like, yes, I'm resonating with what Kathy is saying because it's not in conflict with what Wendy is saying. See, I chose someone to come alongside and serve that her tribe is my tribe is her tribe, because we have a different message, but we have the same heart. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to share one more thing. And so once that happens, then a crossover starts to occur. And look at this, as soon as this loads. It's trying to load. Bear with me here. This is my Facebook page. And look what happened. Look right here. Finally, I've wanted to meet Wendy in person for a while. We finally made it happen yesterday. We loved having lunch in Sarasota with Wendy and Harry, kindred parts. And then look what I wrote. Join Wendy's clubhouse room. You see what I'm doing? I'm marketing Wendy. Join Wendy's clubhouse room, Speakers and Coaches Society, every Monday through Friday morning at 8. And then join Kathy's Freestyle Living, where it's all about you, every Monday morning at 10. But I put Wendy first. You see that? And there we are. This speaks volumes to both tribes. It says to Wendy's tribe that I can trust Kathy because Wendy does. And it says to my tribe, I can trust Wendy because Kathy does. You see where that goes? So that's the point that I'm trying to make today, is that you need to come alongside someone else so that you can share the message. And the more you serve them or promote them, the more they will serve and promote you. So I want to say welcome to everybody. I didn't get to say hi. Debbie's here. Hi, Debbie. Hi, Sally. We've got Elise with us. Elise sometimes is working, so sometimes she has to keep her camera off. She can maybe
flip it. I am here. I just didn't want you to hear my dogs over here wrestling, but I am here.
I get it. So when we're talking about blogging, and here's what I want to bring home the point today. When we're talking about blogging, you can do that with other bloggers. All of us know already, if we've been blogging enough now, sometimes it's a little hard to get enough content out there. Sometimes we have a week that we have to be out. Maybe we're sick. Maybe we're traveling. Maybe for whatever reason, we feel like I'm not going to have time to write my blog post, especially if we've committed in our hearts and minds that we're going to blog twice a week or three times a week or whatever our commitment is, that sometimes it's a little hard to keep that commitment. So where that comes in handy is you can have a guest blogger. Well, if a guest blogger can blog on your blog, why can't you be the guest blogger on someone else's blog? Because they're always looking for content. And so that's what I wanted to share today, is how to get into that content. And so when I go here, I hope everybody can see my screen. I'm going to scroll down. It talks about the magical back door, of how to get in and relationship building one-on-one. We all know how to do all of that. And so I want to get down to planning your guest blog. Here we go. So when you plan the blog, you have to choose your guest post topic. Again, you've got to know the blogger that you want to be the guest on their blog. You want to know their audience and what their topic is. And so the most common mistake people make when guest posting is choosing the wrong topic. And so some people believe that the best topic is the one they feel the most passionate about. Well, that's not always the case. They're wrong. When you're guest posting, it's not about you. It's about the blog owner. It's about whose blog you're trying to be the guest on. Or more precisely, it's about the blog owner's readers. What is it that they want to read about? So remove your own agenda from the equation and you'll probably end up with a much more focused post. Another common mistake is when people head over to content search tools such as BuzzSumo, or I like to look at what people are searching for under Google Trends to see what's trending, or you comb through the comments at the end of the blog post to see what readers are asking about. These techniques will give you an idea of the topics that are going to be popular on your target blog, but they're time consuming and there's a simpler way to do it. Go to the target blog and have a look in the right sidebar. Often there'll be a heading that says our top 15 posts, or favorite post, or simply the best of. Visit each of those top 10 and analyze them in what is the topic, what's the style of the headline, what's the style of the introduction, and what's the word count. Okay, so when you go to a blog, look at what's trending inside their blog. And that's what you want to write about. Most times you'll see just two or three topics in those 10 sample blog posts. Look for patterns in the titles. And of the 10 sample blog posts, here are some common types of post titles. How to, let's say that Debbie decides she wants to guest blog for another homesteader. You know, maybe how to put in your garden, or how to be self-sufficient. You know, so it's how to do something. Or how I became, self-sufficient and didn't have to go to the grocery store anymore. Or the ultimate guide in something, the ultimate guide in how to can or how to homestead. The number of ways to do something, five ways to do. You'll notice that, when I started here at the top, we're talking about different ways to be on a guest blog post. And so these are great ways to title. And then there are two main styles. So you can start with type one, the pain and the pleasure, the hook, the problem, the solution, and the promise, like five ways that I no longer have to go to the grocery store. Well, that's the hook. The problem is I don't want to go to the grocery store. The solution is that you're going to give me five ways. That's your promise. I'm going to give you five ways on how you can not have to go to the grocery store. Introduction is a simple transition. Again, it's the hook, the transition, the thesis, and the conclusion. The first type paints a vivid picture of the problem and the pain associated with the problem. It aims to hit emotional triggers in the reader. The second is more formal, less emotional, and shorter. It simply introduces the topic and lets the reader know what the article is about. I happen to like the first one myself. You know, five ways to do this, six ways to not do that. That seems to be my, I gravitate toward those when I'm reading. So anyway, you'll end up with a list of 10 or so blog post titles, and under each, you'll record the topic, the type of the headline, the style of the introduction, and the word count. And so now you kind of know how to create your guest blog. Then you take it up a level. Now it's time to reach out. Remember, this step is a whole lot easier for you than it is for others because you've already established a relationship with tons of experts and they've worked with you. They've shared your roundup post with their followers. They know who you are already. This, you know, you're out there kind of introducing yourself. And so here's the template for the initial outreach. You know, hi, it was great having your input into my recent roundup post. I was on your website today, wondered if you accept guest posts. If so, I have three ideas for guest posts that I would love to submit. And thank you for your time. So see, it's a process. So now you're just getting your post out there. And so don't make getting on as a guest blog poster the goal. Make building relationships as the goal. Build those relationships because the relationships will ultimately keep pushing you in the direction that you want to go. Okay. So these are just some ways that, you know, some ideas of how you can actually type your email out to the person. It tells you the word count. It gives you article idea, how you can put all of this together. So you're actually submitting some guest blog post for this other blogger to take a look at. And then delivering the nitty gritty. Once your guest post idea has been accepted, get to work and deliver it within the promised timeframe. Many blog owners will give you login details that give you restricted access to their actual dashboard where you can upload your post. And they will expect you to upload and format the text of your art. You want to make as less work for them as possible. That's the whole reason they even want a guest blogger. So you want to make the work as easy as possible for them. Okay, so tying up the loose ends, I always end my guest post with a line like this. Let me know, it says, let me know how you go in the comments below. I'd love to hear your experience with whatever your blog post is about. The number of comments in an article attracts is a key metric that Google algorithm takes into account when ranking pages in search results. So you see that? The number of comments in an article. So with that said, that gives us two things to aim for. Number one is that when we see each other's blog post, comment, because that's how Google ranks it in the algorithm. And if you want to be noticed by a bigger blogger, then comment on their blog post. Don't just read it and go, that was really good. I think I'm going to save that. I really like comment. That's what, and they'll notice. They'll notice that you're commenting and use the name, thank the reader for their comment and sign off by wishing them all the best in their endeavors. See, so it's, again, it's just like social media on Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn or Instagram. It's the relationship building. It's when you make a comment or they make a comment and you respond back. And so make sure that you comment on blogs that you're reading. And if someone comments on yours, make sure you respond. It's like that in my bed and breakfast. When I have a guest that stays at my bed and they give me a review, I always respond to their review. The more reviews I get and the more responses I give, the higher my ranking is for the bed and breakfast. So it works that way in all social media and in blogging. So in conclusion, interviewing experts and guest posting are two techniques that will actually deliver traffic when you don't have an audience. So again, it talks about interviewing experts. Debbie interviews experts on Fireside Chat with Debbie Marks. I interview in my Ohio Writers Guild every month. And so now what happens as soon as I interview someone, I can turn that whole video into a podcast and into a blog post with a picture. And all of that then starts to build more traffic. And so that's what we're doing is we're just building an audience and they're getting to know, like, and trust us. We tune into our favorite folks all the time. All of us do. We want folks to start tuning into us. So that is my topic for the day. And I want to go around the room and see if anyone has had any aha moments today, or thoughts or comments on just our blogging in general, or our serving is selling in general. So Debbie, we'll start with you. What are you thinking today?
Well, it's interesting how you talk about choosing the 3 to 5 people and basically teaming up with them and to contribute to the message that they're bringing, and in turn their message or their contents brings a message to your people and what you are doing. And
Debbie, I chose Wendy over a year ago and I met her for the first time yesterday.
Okay.
So it is a process.
It is a process. And I was trying to think of who I might, and you are the first one that comes to my mind. I mean, we have worked together now for like 6 years. Mm-hmm. And I think what it's done is mainly you have filled me up. And, you know, at some point I am able to contribute to help you, but you want to make sure that you're contributing to each other, that you're not taking from the other person more than what you're giving. And
well, and there's different levels of relationships too. So for example, when I join all of Wendy's social media, whether it's Clubhouse or her Instagram or her Facebook page, I'm always there to give, to serve her. However, if I would hire Wendy and pay her to be my coach for something, then I would be, I would expect to be on the receiving end of that. You see where I'm going with that? And that would be okay. And that would be okay.
I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So when I go out onto her social media though, I want to always point folks back to her. And then in turn, as she and I build a relationship, which we are, then she starts to trust, see, that I'm not going to pull the props out from under her. You right. see what I mean? She starts to trust me. And so she knows that she can trust any of her tribe members with me because I'm always going to uphold her and her products and services. I'm right. not going to steal a client. I'm not going to try to tell them that, you know, she's not worth it, don't spend them, you know, that kind of thing. I'm right. always going to be supporting her. And so right. as you build that relationship and she realizes that I'm going to be supporting her, then she's more comfortable telling folks, oh, you know what? I don't do that particular piece, but Kathy Binner does. So you need to contact Kathy. You see where I'm going with that?
Yeah. Yeah. That makes a whole lot of sense. Yeah. And, in reviewing everything in that particular section was good, because you always have to remember, don't assume you know everything. You have to keep reviewing. You have to keep reading. You have to keep experiencing things. And that way it keeps you fresh in fresh minded to keep moving forward, because you don't want to get stale. And but you know, that's beside the point, but it's a good thing to remember. And mm-hmm. so by going through all of this again today, it kind of refreshes, okay, I got to remember not to do this, but I need to open myself up to more like-minded people. And I do everything with you, but would you say you needed to add other people? You said 3 to 5, so you just can't rely on one, right?
Well, and also you don't know which one's going to resonate. I picked five, yeah. And I started coming alongside five, but what happens is the cream kind of rises to the top, so to speak, when you churn the butter. And so as I was coming alongside these five folks, I realized on this one, and I won't give his name, but he is a story brand coach out of South Florida, and he's all business, and he paid big dollars to be a story brand coach. And he was one of my five that I wanted to come alongside, and, you know, because I love the story brand message, and my website itself is based on story brand, mine and Sherry's. We all on this call, we know who Sherry is. And so what happens there is the more I came alongside him, he was, for lack of a better way to say it, he was almost too salesy for me. Oh. He always, and don't get me wrong, I think he is a very great guy, and I think he's very heart-centered, but his marketing strategy, whether he's doing it, and this is why I tell everyone, I like the fact that we do our own strategies and our own websites and our own blog posts, and we write our, and you don't just pass it off to someone else, because somebody has to have your voice. If you're going to have a ghostwriter, they have to write in your voice. And I'm not sure that the person doing his marketing is writing in his voice because it's a little too salesy for me, or he hasn't figured out how to segue into sounding more authentic and actually touching his audience. And so what happens when I'm over in any of his stuff, I feel like he's up here and I'm down here. In understanding, I feel like it's like when I walk into a room full of stockbrokers and I'm not, and it sounds like they're talking a foreign language, or I walk into a room full of technical gurus and I feel like they're speaking a foreign language. When I connect with this guy, I feel like he's speaking a foreign language. And so it didn't turn out over time to be a good fit, but he was in my five that I wanted to come alongside. And so what happened is I gravitated just naturally, authentically, a little away from him, mm-hmm. because his message just didn't resonate with my message. Because see, my message is for the beginner. It's for the person that has never done anything like this before, and they're trying to create something and monetize a business, a website, a blog post. You know, they're trying to build something from the bottom up. And I almost feel like he's coaching folks that have already built something, and he's helping them 10x it instead of build it from the start. So once I got aligned in his lane, it wasn't as good a fit as I thought it was going to be.
Now, would you say you, in the course of being on with Wendy, that you've met some of these people? So you follow, you choose to look further into what they do and where they are, besides just talking on Clubhouse?
Absolutely, because it's all about building relationships, and Ruth might be able to speak to some of this as well. It's all about building relationships. And so once I chose Wendy to be in my five, and then I just started connecting. I just started showing up. Whenever she was doing something, I would just show up and support. I just wanted to be there to support her. And she noticed. See, that's the first step, is just showing up. And so she noticed that I was always showing up. Well, then when it was finally my turn to talk, then she got a little bit of a feel for where my heart is in my business and where I'm at physically in the business, you know, whether I'm a newbie trying to figure things out or whether I've had some experience. She starts to get to, it's like any other relationship. She started to get to know me and where I was and either what she could offer me as a coach or what I could offer her tribe as to help to support her coaching. You know, she started to learn kind of, you know, it's like when you're in a family, you kind of know where your place is in the family. She kind of started to figure out where my place was in her tribe. and where I could add value or where she could add value. And so then as we kept connecting like that, I got to know other folks that were also connecting. And so then I would then, just like today, we're talking about, you know, guest blogging or interviewing other guests to try to borrow someone else's platform. I started interviewing some of the other folks, and I have now interviewed on my, because as soon as I find out they're an author, I'd make a note, oh, I need to contact them and get them on my Authors Guild podcast. And so, Debbie, just like you, you could jump over there and you could have a list of 10 people to interview for your Fireside Chat with Debbie Marks in probably one Clubhouse meeting, because there's some great folks over there that have a great message and you would think, oh, I need to interview them. And so what you're doing, as soon as you get them on to interview or to make build a relationship with someone else. See, then all of a sudden, whenever you publish something that you're doing with them, they're gonna put it out to their audience, see? Mm-hmm. And so don't think the fact that I showed you the picture of Wendy and myself, where we finally got to meet yesterday, she's gonna utilize that picture as well. Because what's gonna happen, see, is that now my, like I said, my tribe will now say, oh, we can trust Wendy because Kathy does. And her tribe will say, oh, we can trust Kathy because Wendy does. And because the fact that we're together says that we have a relationship and then that we basically agree with each other. You see where I'm going with that? And so it's very strategic. You know, she even said to me, before we go, I want a picture with just you and me. See, I took the picture of the four of us. See, so I learned something every day. I took the picture of the four of us having lunch and I'm like, yay, I got to meet Wendy. She said, no, I want a picture with just the two of us. And so then Mark even said, well, here, give me your phone. I'll take the picture. She said, no, I don't want it that posed. She goes, I want to do a selfie. I want to make it look very authentic and very intimate between me and Kathy, because I want my tribe to know that I trust her and her tribe to know that she trusts me.
Wow.
So the picture was even intentional on Wendy's part. So I learned something from Wendy, because I'm, you know, I would have said, oh, sure, here, Mark, take the picture of us. And she said, no, it's going to look too posed. She goes, I want something to look more authentic and carefree, that we have a relationship, that we're not just two strangers that finally met and we're posing in this picture together.
Yeah. Makes a whole lot of sense.
So, yeah. Thank you. I learn every day.
Thanks, Kathy.
Perfect. All right. Ruth, how about you? Because Ruth knows Wendy as well, and Ruth is actually a part of Wendy's tribe. And Ruth, thank you for joining us. Her husband is at the dentist and she's in the car. So she's jumping in and joining us from the car. So thank you for that, Ruth.
Yeah. And I put my phone up, my video, because I get tired of holding my phone up where I need it to do. And I don't think you guys want to see the roof of the car.
So, I get it.
So what's the question? What you asked me a couple of different ones. This has been good though.
We're talking about just your take on the whole idea of building communities and serving other, you know, doing the crossover like I have with Wendy.
I know one of my next action steps, and I'll have to find time to put it into my schedule, is getting on other people's social media and commenting and liking and sharing and that type stuff. That's one of my next steps that I have. But yeah, and I want to go back to and really narrow down that 3 to 5. And so I can focus on those. And that way, I don't have to scroll through this whole social media. If I have 3 people that I'm looking at, all I have to do is search for them on their platforms. And then I can, if I have time, I can go to others, but it's not like you're going, it won't take hours. I just thought of that as I said it.
Yes, exactly.
But yeah. And I like your idea. I'm going off of that question there about being a guest writer on other people's blogs, because I think I found my voice enough. I know I found my voice enough that I'm ready for that.
Mm-hmm. I think you are too, Ruth. I do. Ruth actually was asked by Wendy, and see, this is how that works. Ruth showed up every single day. Ruth was there. She was in the room. She was supporting Wendy. And Wendy actually asked Ruth to facilitate the whole clubhouse call this morning. And so that is what does that say to Wendy's entire tribe is you can trust Ruth. I've trusted Ruth to facilitate my entire clubhouse call today. So you too can trust Ruth. And so anyway, what that does see, Ruth, is that now you are borrowing Wendy's platform
right.
mm-hmm. for your voice. Mm-hmm. And so now look at the folks that are connecting with you because you came alongside Wendy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it works. And so, yes. And so you're ready to find out all of those folks on Wendy's clubhouse call. I'm sure many of them are bloggers, and you could then start to, I'll say, market that list a little bit and finding out who has a blog. What is their blog about? Is there any way that what your passion is could be a crossover to where you could be a guest blogger on their blog? Or you could be a guest on a podcast, or they could be a guest for you. So what it is see, again, you're going to borrow someone else's platform. It's how to get yourself online when you don't have the platform yet.
I'm going to take that a step further, if you don't mind, but also figuring out not who you can partner with, but who you can work with. And I've got a gal, and we're just in the process of thinking this, and I'm narrowing down my sweet spot to, like I've said, work with introverts entering retirement. Well, there's a gal named Linda who is developing a program where she helps all older people make sure all their documents aren't lined up and they've got all their I's dotted and their T's crossed. And so she's working in the same, we have the same target audience, even though our programs are totally different. And so we can align and promote each other. And it's finding those people too. And I know Skip has reached out to me. I need to contact him and see what he's thinking, what our overlap is. But it's mm-hmm. finding that overlap from my math teacher days, Venn diagrams and those circles that intersect. That's what I always think about. But that's where I am. And yeah, I really am ready to write my blog now. I'm not going to try to do it till we get back from vacation. I started it, but I've got to find somebody that helps me get the formatting right on Microsoft Word. And I haven't figured out who that person's going to be yet because it's not giving me everything I want right now. I did have it up. I actually wrote one and published it, but then I took it off because I think it was, somebody mentioned it, so it may still be up there.
Okay.
But anyway, so that's where I am, you know, because I'm ready. And a deal that was mentioned, Sherry, I think, mentioned it many, many deals ago. And that is to take your book and use you're writing that the content of your book to do social media. And I can do my blogs that way.
Absolutely.
I can use that. And so I've got ready blog material. I just need to sit back and do it.
Yes, I agree. Now, we do have a Facebook group for the newbie bloggers, and it's a safe place to start publishing your blogs and practicing getting the links out on social media and how that looks. So use that group to practice. And it's the
okay.
new, and it yeah. goes hand in hand with, you know, with the mastermind and the course and the free meetup. And it's the same, it's got the same graphic banner at the top, so you'll know that you're in the right place. And so anyhow, use that to practice your blog posting. And what it is, see, we can start commenting on each other's blogs when you and it saves time, because now we're not just hoping we run across your blog somewhere. If you put it in that group, that Facebook group, we'll be sure, all of us will be sure to go in and comment and help your algorithms.
Okay.
So that helps. Yes. So perfect, perfect. Sally, let's jump over to you. I know you were a little under the weather, and how are you feeling? You're feeling pretty good?
I am getting better, but I get tired easily.
I get it.
So I feel like I've lost like 2 weeks of stuff. But one, I was going to say, I'm sorry I missed both clubhouses this morning.
You're not feeling well. I get it.
know, but two, it's a very good idea to pick 3 to 5 people. Because mostly, like Debbie said, mostly you're the go-to person. But, you know, I need some more. I need different, not different contexts, but it always helps to find out how other people think, mm-hmm. you know, and their perspective on things. So that's what I plan to do.
Well, and keeping in mind the fact that we want to monetize our blog, I mean, that's the whole point, is that whether we're monetizing with our products, our services, our affiliate links, our books, whatever it is on how we're monetizing our blog, we want to make sure that we're writing for our reader. You know, I mean, we can, instead of making them enter the conversation in our heads, we want to enter the conversation in theirs. And so oftentimes I will write a blog post with the conversation in my head, and then I'll take it over to Google Trends and see what's trending in those subjects. And then I'll tweak some sentences to make it more reader focused instead of Kathy focused, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I'll write it first, and then I'll kind of edit it to make it more entering the conversation in their heads. And we'll get in the mastermind as we go along. And when we get into the writing and publishing, we'll get into how we do that, how we go and check that out. So yes, I think we're on the right track. But now it's just trying to get online. When you don't have the big audience, you have to connect with some folks that do a bigger audience. And that's what we're at.
Yep.
Perfect. Well, Sally, recovery to you. I'm glad you're on the mend.
Me too.
Perfect. All right, let's jump over to Elise. Elise, what are your thoughts on all of this? You haven't been involved in all of our calls. And what are you thinking today? How is this resonating with you?
Yes. So just listening to everybody's, you know, story and what you guys have gone through and how to really like nail down the site and everything. And I thought that your idea of finding a couple people just to kind of follow and really get engaged with has just really helpful for me, especially with right now, not just trying to learn how to blog, but also just kind of figuring out, you know, the entire process. And, you know, you have a lot to say and trying to figure out those trends. So I think that's a great thing that you were saying. Just kind of write something that's on your heart and, you know, sticking true to your story, but then going and finding what's trending and then speaking to your audience and tweaking it a little bit. So I thought that was really cool.
Perfect. Perfect. Elise, share with us, what is your blog name and what's your blog about? What's your passion?
Absolutely. So it has ended up being, I'm going to call it the Brown Sugar Blog. And it's like, it's kind of cute, but really what I want to get down to is kind of like the nitty gritty of being, you know, an African-American woman and trying to navigate through really everything I've navigated myself through and just kind of being that voice for everyone who kind of wants to do, you know, the things that I've done or something similar of the sort and has no idea where to start. And kind of the whole idea of the blog, and the first post that I wanted to do was just like starting this blog with really nothing more but a couple ideas to talk about some things and help both of us grow, the reader as well as myself. So just kind of getting into the topics of, you know, hair and skincare, because I take my skincare very seriously, and as well as doing more business minded sets and talking about, you know, analyzing business properties and kind of doing a spinoff on that. Like, you know, I grinded for 2 years to get to this house. So see if you can do it as well, you know, kind of bringing that along. A whole bunch of topics.
Yes, definitely a lifestyle blog. And so with a lifestyle blog, you can tie in all kinds of stories. And we're going to go through that once we get onward and upward in our blog post. We're going to talk about customizing and writing and weaving our story in each blog post and connecting with our readers. And we're going to talk even more about that. So Elise, thank you for that. I can't wait to read more. Don't forget, when you do a blog post, please post it over into the Facebook site and the Facebook group. And it's under the same name, Newbie Bloggers, How to Create and Monetize Your Blog Post. And then we'll all definitely comment and like and share and all of that. And that'll get you a little more mileage.
Absolutely. Well, thank you.
Perfect. Yes, Debbie.
Elise, what is the name of your blog post and where do you really house it?
So nothing has been done yet.
And
everything is going to be through Wix. So I have that as well for my, for my rental property. So I made a website through there. So I just kind of broke off and made a blog site as well, but nothing's been posted yet. As soon as I get to it, you know, it's been a busy first couple of months of the year. So as soon as I get there, I promise to post it.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Of course.
Elise, thank you. How do you plan on monetizing your blog post? What is it that you want to monetize, or do you know yet?
You know, honestly, I am not sure. This is really just like a starter process and really just having a platform to say what I feel I need to say and then kind of going after more monetization afterwards. I'm a strong believer in like if you work within your passions, then they will, you know, provide for you. So obviously I will figure out the monetization soon. But, you know, I haven't gotten to that portion yet.
Okay. Now, you mentioned skincare. Do you have a particular skincare company that you use, or is it more of a particular product that you could say, for example, get on Amazon, but it's just your favorite product?
It's the site Naked Flamingo and sometimes Amazon. So I could probably use something there.
Well, my question or my comment on that is with the site that you order your skincare products from, see if they have an affiliate link. I know Amazon has an affiliate link, but see if the site that you're on has an affiliate link. Because if they do, every time you mention a product when you're blogging about a skincare product, you can highlight that sentence with your affiliate link underneath. And anyone that then clicks on that, you can monetize from your very first blog post by monetizing your affiliate.
Okay. And then just a question about that. Where would I find that? Or is that something I need to reach out to the company for? Or, you know, that'd be great.
Generally, they're going to have an about section on their website. And at the very bottom, generally in the footer area, where sometimes it'll have contact us and terms and conditions and all of that stuff. There's going to be a link there that says become an affiliate or be an affiliate mm-hmm. for us or something like that. That's where you find it on Amazon is at the very bottom. If you're a Prime member, you just scroll clear to the bottom of your Amazon screen and you'll see where it says become an affiliate. And there's rules, you know, you have to sell so much within so many months, you know, to keep your affiliate link going. And so once you have your affiliate link, see, then you can click through on a product that you've purchased and you can pick up the link and then you can simply copy and paste it underneath where it says, I love XYZ product. And you can make that phrase, you can hyperlink that phrase back to Amazon. And so then here's where the magic happens. When somebody clicks on your Amazon link to go back and look at that product, you know how Amazon always says, well, people that bought this have also bought this and this and this and this, you know, it's their marketing. Well, if they buy anything else while they're there, you get paid commission on all of it.
Okay.
Not just the product they bought from you that you mentioned. If they decide while they're there, you know, I need paper towels and toilet paper, and then I need batteries for this, that, or the other, whatever they're, you get paid commission on all of it.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
While they're in that particular, you know, click through, you get paid. So anyway, that's a way that you can start monetizing. And the only thing that the federal government requires is that in your blog platform, and you can put it in your header, footer, or at the bottom of each blog post, that's wherever you want to put it, you have to mention that you're using affiliate links.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we've all seen that. We've all read a blog that said affiliate links are being used or something like that. And it doesn't cost the person that clicks through to buy. It doesn't cost them anymore. It just pays you a commission because they click through on your affiliate link. And it just, you just have to make sure that your reader knows you're using affiliate links. So I put it in my footer of my actual blog website instead of in each blog so that I didn't forget it. I didn't want to forget to put it there. So I actually put it in the footer that affiliate links are being used.
Okay, that's perfect. Thank you.
All right. Helpful. Yes. I love it. So has this been good for everyone? We're at the top of the hour, and I think this has been a great topic. And so when we come back on our next mastermind call, which is February 28 at 12 noon, we are going to talk about collaboration, which is really what we've talked about today. It's how to collaborate in so many different ways. And so what we're going to do when we come back on the 28th is I want to hear some collaborations from you. I want to hear how you're collaborating. What choices have you made? Who are you collaborating with? And what does that look like? So that as a group, we all can learn, because maybe how one person has collaborated might be totally different than how another person is going to collaborate. And it's going to give everybody ideas. And so that's what the mastermind is all about, is for all of us to learn from each other. So that is all of our homework assignment, including mine, is to build at least one major collaboration between now and February 28th. Yes, Debbie.
To help us all together, should we put our information in the chat window just as a reference for later on?
You mean our blog sites and how to connect with each other? We can.
Yeah, whatever.
All of us, I think already, except maybe Elise, all of us are already in the Kathy Benner International Academy. When you go to the blogging icon, the mastermind there, which is what we're in today, we're in the Kathy Benner International Academy mastermind. There is a section there and where we're all posted. And let me just take a look here. Bear with me. And I'm just going to close a couple of these sites so that I don't have so much open for the computer to load here. It's always slower when I have a Zoom call going. It's trying. But when you go to, and you can see here, the Kathy Benner International Academy.teachable.com, there should be, and I'll go back to all of the courses here. Again, it doesn't let me move around so much when I'm got a Zoom call. But when you go to the homepage of the Academy and you scroll down to the blogging mastermind, there is a section in the blogging mastermind that has how to connect with each other, anybody that wanted to be there. And I'm scrolling down now to but I'm in the back of the house, but here it's this mastermind, and then we'll see if it takes me over there. I can't believe how slow it is with the Zoom call opened up. It moves so much faster when I don't have the Zoom call. Last click. I'm in what's called the back of the house, so you guys can see how Teachable looks from my perspective when I'm adding and editing and all of that instead of the public view. Because I'm the person that originated all of this, if I'm in the public view, it says you haven't signed up, and it doesn't let me in some of this stuff. So this is the curriculum of the actual mastermind, and see where it is. Yeah, connect right here. Connect with other mastermind members. And so when you connect with other mastermind members, that's where I have anybody that wanted to be listed there is listed. And so when I look at it, there's me and Estella, Juanita, Sherry, Debbie, you're in there. Ruth is in there. Sally is in there. Elise, you're the one that's not in there. Do you want to be added to that group?
Yes, please.
Okay. If you would then go to... and I'm going to stop sharing. Go to the chat. And if you would put in the chat how you would like to be listed in that section. And then okay. Anytime any of us can just go to the mastermind section. And it's just under Kathy Benner International Academy. Go to the mastermind, the blogger mastermind section, and you'll see that in there. And so, Elise, if you'll just type in the chat for us. Just how you, either a website, email address, however you want to be. There she is. Perfect. And if anybody wants to copy that now, you can take a screen print of it, or you can click on the three little dots there where you would reply and it says save chat, and you can save it. So you can do it either way. So that is how to connect with Elise. I love it. Great. Well, thank you everyone for being on today. And I hope I've inspired you to add collaboration to your agenda. And when we come back on February 28th, I'd like to see one major collaboration. I showed you one today with me and Wendy, but that is not has not been in blogging. So I need to have a collaboration in blogging as well on February 28th. So I'm excited to see what we all come up with. So with that, we are going to go. And thank you so much. I appreciate you being here, and we will see you next time.
Have a good day.
Yes, thank you. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.